AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden's nominee for budget director withdraws. Jackie Quinn has more.
Neera Tanden was facing opposition from both Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, including moderate Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who said that he would vote against her, citing her, quote, overtly partisan statements, saying they would have a toxic and detrimental impact on Tanden's relationship with Congress. Tanden issued a statement that there didn't appear to be a path forward for her to gain confirmation. She told Biden in a letter she did not want to be a distraction from his other priorities. Tanden's withdrawal marks the first high-profile defeat of one of Biden's nominees. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Senate voted overwhelmingly, 84-15 today, to confirm Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo as Commerce Secretary. Raimondo, a former venture capitalist, was serving her second term as governor when nominated by Biden. Confirmation of Biden's cabinet-level nominees has been glacial. Just over half of the 23 posts have been filled. Presidential transition experts say the past four administrations had 84% of their top picks confirmed in the first month. The slow pace caused in part by former President Donald Trump's effort to overturn the election results and what the Biden administration says was a lack of transition cooperation by members of Trump's administration. As part of his push to get schools reopened in this country, President Biden is earmarking coronavirus vaccines being sent to pharmacies around the country for elementary, middle, and high school teachers and staffers.
We'll be using our federal pharmacy program to prioritize the vaccination of pre-K through 12 educators and staff and child care workers. Throughout March, they will be able to sign up for an appointment at a pharmacy near them.
Biden also says there will be enough vaccines in this country by the end of May to vaccinate every adult. This is AP News. States ease pandemic restrictions.
Governor Greg Abbott announced starting next week in Texas, wearing a mask will not be mandatory.
Each person has their own role to play in their own personal safety, as well as in the safety of others.
Besides no mask requirement, there will be no limits on indoor dining in Texas. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is easing virus rules in Michigan.
Restaurants and bars can operate at 50% capacity.
Louisiana is also loosening the rules. So is the city of San Francisco. But CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has been warning not to risk a new wave of the virus.
We're not out of the woods here yet.
Coronavirus numbers are still alarmingly high. I'm Ed Donahue.
After Joe Biden narrowly won Arizona, the state's Republican-led legislature is working to restrict early voting, including purging a permanent early voting list, narrowing the days for early voting, and refusing any votes postmarked the Thursday after the election day. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.